ability throughout the university and always represent the best interest of our students. We must constantly seek new ways to support our students and faculties. As an example of this collegial cooperation, President White has been reviewing the global campus and taking a second look at how it is structured, which we respect and admire, President White. President White knows that the board's vote on recommendation for the global campus at the last minute signaled a need to review how global campus was structured. This is what public policy is all about, reviewing our earlier decisions. As the environment changed, the environment in terms of the economic environment, in terms of the thinking environment, in terms of the new information. There is no perfect solution to any issue. We now believe that President White will present a plan and which may appear attractive. I think we'll discuss that and we'll get the ideas from the board member. And we'll look for your guidance again. In this endeavor and in others, we need to remember that we must do well in all we undertake. We need to decide as university what we want to do to maintain and achieve excellence. Right now we want to build the new facilities for the hospital, for research facilities, for advanced chemical lab. We also want to develop global campus. Chancellor Herman is talking about Energy Institute very passionately all the time. And these are all major projects. No university can do everything. At University of Illinois, I suggest we focus on those things that we know we can do well, and we must do well. Right now, we see different groups pressing for different goals for the university, which is natural for public university. We must come together and agree on how we'll spend our time and our effort and resources, both in terms of the internal issues and external relations. And with that mind, I request that our senior administrators must balance their time on important external relations as well as equally important internal support needed for the academic and research programs. We must balance our time, all the time. I know it's not easy to do. Perhaps we need to address fewer projects that we can accomplish rather than overextend and diffuse our efforts. Now to our business for today. We have an agenda of 38 items. And we have three committee meetings. And I'm going to challenge everyone who is going to make the remarks today that President White is going to give a grade to anyone who exceeds the time. He's a tough grader, I'm told. And I don't think any chancellor or any person who is going to present want to exceed their time, because he will not hesitate to give you F. I'll try my best to get everybody passing grade. But you know, the trustees don't interfere in academic programs in terms of the grades or admissions, you know that. Our first committee meeting will be the meeting of Finance and Investment Committee, which our vice trustee Montgomery, who has been my guru and guide for many years.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Are you ready for us now?
Yes.
Very good. The report of our committee deals with the refunding of certificates of participation series 207C and 2007D. These are being refunded by 2009 certificates based upon our willingness to take out $81,500,000 in taxable bonds and make them tax exempt. There's been a downgrade of our liquidity provider, and we also need to retain the ability to refund the bonds when the state capital funding for Rockford and the Pettus scale is appropriated by the legislature, And I would ask Walter Knorr if he would give us a more detailed explanation.
Thank you, Trustee Montgomery. Try to get the presentation up on the projector. In January, I came to the board and asked for permission to put together a team, and you approved a team for the financing of the a refunding of two series of what we call certificates of participation or outstanding debt of the university. At that time, you approved the financing team, and we had two missions in January, you know, to do this. One is this is our final, what I would call fix-it for the our financings brought upon by the turmoil in the markets. One of our major motivations was to replace a bank by the name of Dexia, which provided the liquidity support for the financing. And because of Dexia being downgraded and going on significant credit watch with negative implications, our bonds were not trading as we expected them to do. We had a second mission associated with this. There's one series, the D series, has been issued on a taxable basis. The reason it was a taxable basis is because the main composition of that that financing was to finance the petascale computer, and we needed to do that on a taxable basis. So our mission was to try to move that from a taxable financing to a tax-exempt financing, and I think we have accomplished that with and bring it before you today. The item today will be seeking approval later on the agenda to basically pull the trigger on the financing, and the pieces to this is the series is 2007 C is $31 million. Primarily the major piece of that was to finance the Rockford Health National Center in the Rural Health Professions building in Rockford, the expansion there, we are very hopeful based on, in particularly yesterday's activities down in Springfield, that we will be getting that Rockford money through the capital bill. The Series D, the major component, $81 million for the Series D, that was essentially $60 million of that is for the petascale, and again, we are very hopeful that we will be getting that money from the capital bill and its inclusion yesterday in the capital bill. The idea here is we would like to keep these on a variable rate basis so we can refund these at any time when we do get the money from the state, and we can basically take out these pieces or have our choice of what we want to do with the financing. Go to the next slide, please. It may be hard to see if you don't have the presentation there, but what this is essentially demonstrates is the situation we are incurring with the 2007 Cs, how far off the market they are trading as a result of the Dexia downgrade. There's two lines there. One is essentially where the short-term index is. This is what we aspire to always, to basically trade at the index. And you can see there's a rather significant spread, you know, between that and where we were actually trading, and it's all due to the fact that Dexia had been downgraded and some doubts in the investor world. Go to the next slide, please. Same thing with the Series D, the taxable series, even more significantly trading off from the taxable indices that we would aspire to for the taxable. So this is the situation we were facing, and we want to correct this through this financing, through this refunding. Next slide, please. So we are basically looking at a refunding of about $112 million, including costs. The major components would be a $75 million variable rate piece, and we have gone out and basically in the last several months been able to prevail upon JP Morgan Chase to replace Dexia for the standby liquidity facility for this transaction, and basically significantly improve our standing with behind these bonds. And we're keeping those two, that $75 million is composed of $60 million for the the petascale, $15 million for the Rockford facility. Again, we want to keep them variable rates so that we can, upon receipt of monies from the state, we can take out those variable rate bonds. And the other piece will be done as a fixed rate piece for $38 million. It will be the other piece and finance them out on a fixed basis. The terms that we expect, roughly where we see the all-in interest costs for the fixed rate piece, about 5.95 in this market for the fixed rate piece. Some other details with regard to the statistics associated with the financing. The last piece is, again, we got the approval from you to get going on this back in January. We're asking for your approval today in the regular agenda item today to move forward on this financing. We are expecting ratings on this financing as early as next week from both of the rating agencies. Expect to maintain our AA rating for the university at that time move to essentially closing the transaction upon your approval by the end of June have it closed up and completed by the end of June. So that would be the presentation associated with the this financing, and on a pass-fail basis, I hope I passed. So.
Are there any questions or comments?
Thank you, Trustee Montgomery, and thank you, Vice President North, for excellent presentation. Now I'm going to turn to the Chancellor, Ellen Mayer, from Chicago campus. This is her campus, and we are going to, she would like to extend the welcome to all of us.
Thank you very much. It's a real privilege to be host-chancellor for the first time. I have some remarks, and then I would like to share with you some of our activities, events, and accomplishments. As I think about the University of Illinois at Chicago, and our objectives, I think that what is important for UIC is to seek to become a leading public research university, as well as a great urban institution. I think it's imperative that we take advantage of the opportunities and needs presented to us by the state, as well as by the city. I think as a community of scholars, we also believe that for these objectives to be meaningful and realized in the 21st century, we will not limit our opportunities merely to the state and to the city, but we will embrace those afforded to us by the nation and great cities around the world. Thus, what we've done is essentially redefine the Morrell Act, signed into law in 1862, for the 21st century. I think other forces, as I think about the University of Illinois at Chicago and the Morrell Act, land grant institution we are, I think about forces that will define higher education, and particularly institutions like the University of Illinois at Chicago. I think about urbanization. Urban growth will result in a projected population of 5 billion people by 2030. I think about massification, the need for higher education to extend itself significantly to larger sectors of society, to different people. I think about globalization. Universities are anchor institutions for global cities. They develop human capital, and they develop knowledge for the economy. In my way of thinking, urbanization, globalization, and massification intersect in a very important way. UIC is at the center of that universe. Why? We sit at the hub of a dynamic global city. We are dedicated to creating and translating knowledge the 21st century demands. We value access to excellence, and we embrace great cities here and around the globe. I have a special welcome from the mayor.
Good morning. It is my pleasure to welcome University of Illinois Board of Trustees to Chicago. I'm especially pleased to welcome the new Chancellor of the University of Illinois at Chicago, Paula Allen Mears. UIC has played an important role in our city, our state, and around the globe for many years. I look forward to working together as we continue to realize my father's vision for UIC and to provide a world-class education for future